This is Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS. It's Community Speaks on this Tuesday morning. Community Speaks is brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo. And joining me on the air this morning, Bonnie Yellowizer, Project Coordinator of the Sheridan Division of Foster Grandparents of the Wyoming Rockies. Good morning, Bonnie, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. I'm glad you could get here. You mentioned you came from Sheridan, and just in case anybody is planning the drive, how were the roads down here?
Roads are not too bad. They're clear on one side, but the other side is still pretty icy.
So as long as you're not in a hurry to pass people, you'd be all right.
Exactly.
Well, we appreciate you making the trip down here. And why don't you start off by just kind of telling us what exactly Foster Grandparents of the Wyoming Rockies is and what it is that you do.
Okay. Foster Grandparents of the Wyoming Rockies is an organization that works under a federal grant and is a part of Federal Senior Corps. Here in Wyoming, we are sponsored by Action International, which is their biggest project is feeding the Wyoming Rockies. So they took us under their wing so that we would have a sponsor here in Wyoming and could continue the program.
Sure.
Prior to that, we were with the Cathedral Home, the Cathedral Children's Home.
Okay. And so what do the foster grandparents actually do, and who are the foster grandparents?
Okay. The foster grandparents are seniors that are over 55 years of age, low income. They go into the schools, and they work with children on reading and simple math, and they do this at least 15 hours a week. It's a good way for low-income seniors to make a little extra cash because the money that they make, it does not affect their Social Security. If they're in low-cost housing, it doesn't affect that. Doesn't affect anything at all. It's like it was never even there, except it's cash in their pockets.
Sure, that's always nice.
Yeah.
And so what are requirements for someone to become a foster grandparent?
The only requirements that we have is that they be at least 55 years old.
Okay.
Okay. And that they be low income.
All right.
And low income varies. We have a formula that takes into account the number of people in the household and that type of thing usually for a single person with no other people in the household, it's like $23,000.
Okay. And if someone wanted to become a foster grandparent or check more into it, who can they call?
They can call me at any time. I'm happy to take their calls. My number is 307-672. I'm sorry. I'm giving you my home phone number. My number is 751-9311.
Sometimes you have to think about that, huh? You never call yourself.
I know.
So I was like, what was my number? I always do that too.
Yeah.
And so do you have a good supply of foster grandparents right now?
I have 10 foster grandparents right now. Two of them are working here in the Buffalo schools, and one of the Buffalo schools would like to have another one or two foster grandmas. They've had, one of them has been working in this school system here for over 7 years and actually has over 20,000 hours of what we consider volunteer service.
Wow.
Even though they receive a stipend, it's still considered volunteer service.
Excellent.
My other foster grandma here is 91 years old, and she is amazing. We found that the foster grandparents do really, really well. It gives them a purpose for getting up in the morning, getting going, and working with the children. It just seems to bring new life to them.
Sure.
They love what they do, and it's great for the kids. And what better gift can you give a kid than the ability to read?
Absolutely.
You know.
And what kind of feedback do you get from the schools?
Schools really like it because it is a program that costs them absolutely nothing, but they do get people who are trained. They have 40 hours of training at the beginning, 20 hours before they even start in the schools, and then another 20 hours their first week or so in the school. And then after that, I do a four-hour training every month with them. And we work on, the trainings that I provide are usually based on the types of things that they're going to see in the children. ADD, ADHD, sensory perception, and visual problems.
And so is there kind of a time when someone comes on board, like a time frame you'd like him to stay like a year or something like that?
No, we have no requirement for them to stay.
Okay.
Sometimes people do get involved and then decide that it's not for them. It takes too much time.
Sure.
But we try to make it clear that, you know, they are required to spend at least 15 hours a week.
Okay. You know, it's nice that you get feedback from the schools and that they're enjoying this. As you mentioned, you know, it's no cost to them. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a win-win all the way around for everyone involved.
It definitely is a win-win for everyone. The children benefit from it, the schools benefit from it, and the grandmas benefit from it.
Absolutely. And so
we also take grandpas.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't have to be just grandmas. It can also be grandpas.
It can be grandpas, too.
And how long have you guys been in this area, Sheridan, Buffalo?
Oh, in Sheridan, Buffalo area, I took over 2 years ago.
Okay.
But the lady before me had been here for 12 years.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a new program, but it has been a program that hasn't really received as much attention as I think it should have.
Absolutely.
And so I'm starting here in January, I will be starting to do a lot of heavy-duty recruiting.
Sure.
Visiting clubs where seniors hang out and visiting senior centers. And
absolutely. Well, and you know, you mentioned that for some people it gives you purpose. And, mm-hmm. and we all need a reason to get up in the morning, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, we do. And when you retire, you don't always have that.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, a lot of times, you know, you hear with older people that do retire, you know, sometimes health starts to deteriorate, that sort of mm-hmm. thing. And a lot of people attribute that to not having that sense of purpose.
Right.
So,
right.
So it sounds like a great program. And do you know how long this program has been around in Wyoming?
In Wyoming, it's been around for probably at least 15, 20 years.
Okay. Well, yeah, it sounds like a great program. And as you mentioned, it's not something that's probably widely known at this point.
No, it's not. And we do serve like 7 counties in the state of Wyoming, so we go all the way from up in Sheridan to clear over to Rock Springs, Riverton area.
Well, excellent. Now, is there other things they work with kids on rather than just reading, or is it basically just teaching some of the kids to read?
Basically, for the most part, it's reading, okay? But there are sometimes they have to work on behavioral problems. We have, you know, hyperactive children that need to be taught how to sit and how to listen, and unfortunately sometimes our children come from homes that are dysfunctional, and they need to learn the correct way to act when you're out
sure.
in public.
So the foster grandparents need to have some patience.
Yes, they do. They have to have patience.
And I'm sure this would be great for, say, retired teachers.
Yeah.
Something of that effect, because they've, you know, been doing basically the same thing. They're
exactly.
Their
retired career. Teachers, but really any retiree can do this if
excellent.
They love to work with children.
Sure. And one more time, let's give the phone number where they can call you and contact
you. The phone
you.
Number that they can call me at is 307-751-9311.
All right. Again, this is Bonnie Yellowweiser, the project coordinator of the Sheridan Division, foster grandparents of the Wyoming Rockies. Now, we've been talking a lot about Buffalo. Of course, this is a Buffalo station here, but in Sheridan, are you needing people there as well?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. I can use a few more people in Sheridan, too.
Okay.
So.
Excellent. So people can give you a call, Bonnie, and get signed up for that. And you mentioned that when they do that, then they have a little training period before they get started?
They do. They do. There's an application that they fill out. They do have to have a criminal check through the Department of Criminal Investigation, mainly because they're working with children.
Sure.
And they are considered a vulnerable population. But our seniors are considered a vulnerable population too, so we do it for the safety of both the seniors and the children.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like an excellent program, and it's nice to for you guys to get out and be on shows like this and get the word out so you can get some more volunteers, more help.
It really is. I am grateful that you decided to have us come on, yeah, because it gives me a chance to talk to people and that I might not ordinarily be able to reach.
Absolutely. Now, if there's someone listening right now that you've kind of piqued their interest and they're thinking about it, what would you like to say to them as far as meaningful reasons to get into the program?
Meaningful reasons to get into the program gives you a purpose in life. You're helping children. You will be amazed. You will form relationships with the other foster grandmas and grandpas, and it's just overall a wonderful organization to belong to.
Excellent. So yeah, we hope we get some response for you here, and you know, you mentioned it's for grandmas and grandpas.
That's
so
right.
So is do you see more of the female than the male?
We do see more females than males. Okay. I'm not sure why. I think that a lot of times males have other little projects around the house, I guess,
sure,
that they're busy and involved with. But
well, and one of the other perks then is that you know, while it is called volunteer, they do make a little bit.
Yes, they do make a little bit. I mean, you can make anywhere from $200 to $500 a month extra.
Okay.
And like I said before, there's no tax on that. There's no and it doesn't affect your Social Security or anything.
That's so very nice, because very rarely can you do anything to make any money that's tax-free these days.
Exactly.
So that's very nice. This is Bonnie Yellowweiser, Project Coordinator of the Sheridan Division, Foster Grandparents of the Wyoming Rockies, looking for foster grandparents in Sheridan and Buffalo areas to go to the schools, help the kids out with reading, that sort of thing. Bonnie, I want to thank you so much for taking the time here today.
Thank you for having me.
Anything else you'd like to chime in with? Maybe we missed something, or
I don't.
We kind of covered it all.
I think we covered most of it. Yes.
Excellent. Thank you for taking the time here.
And thank you.
This is Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS.